and a shoulder pearly white, just a jackknife as old Maggie, and it keeps it out of sight.
Well, a lot of folks have sung that song, but only one owned it, and that was Bobby Darin, of course. Mack the Knife at 12:28. My guest here on the Jordan Rich Show is Steve Carman, author of Me and Bobby D, a memoir. Steve grew up with Bobby, and they struggled together and had one record that had some success, and then the two of them went their separate ways. But what a great story. What a great relationship that certainly is worth talking about. And Steve,
I got a little piece of trivia for you, George. And talk about Mack the Knife.
Yeah, please.
Bobby always liked that song, and I will give you another piece of show business trivia. When we were still working together, he wanted to do that song because he had learned it somewhere from the Three Penny Opera. It's a song that came out of that show. And I went out and got a piece of sheet music, and I started to do an arrangement of it. And we got past the first chorus, and he said, "I want to change key here." And I didn't know how to do that. But I was the first arranger on Mack the Knife.
Had you been able to change key, maybe you would have ended
my career would have turned to the first chorus.
Now, that's an interesting... it's always interesting to suggest that one thing different, one person in the right place at the right time. But you have a great story to tell. And in that story, we examine Bobby's relationship with others, including the famous one with Connie Francis that was, attempted to squash by her daddy.
I saw Connie about 2 weeks ago. She was appearing out at Westbury in New York City and out on Long Island. And Connie and I have kept the friendship up, pretty much throughout our entire lives. And Connie fell in love with Bobby Darin. I mean, Bobby was an irresistible kind of guy. He was charming, of course, enormously talented, and whatever he wanted, he got. If he couldn't get it one way, he'd get it another way. Mm-hmm. And he fell in love with Connie Francis, and of course she was knocked out, but Bobby was irresistible. But Connie's father was a really tough Italian and guy who was going to keep his daughter pure until the right time, and he would not let Bobby anywhere near Connie. And Bobby literally had to sneak around, the two of them would sneak around just to see each other. My job sometimes when we were in rehearsal, before we went out on the road, is Mr. Frank and Aero, that was Connie Francis' real name, would show up at the rehearsal studio, and I would kind of engage him in small talk while Bobby and Connie could go out in the next room and, be with each other for a couple of minutes. But Connie's heart was broken because Bobby eventually gave up. This was something that he could not have with Connie Francis. And about a year and a half later, he met Sandra Dee. And Sandra Dee was in many ways just like Connie, was beautiful, innocent, pure, if you want to use that word. But Connie's heart was broken by Bobby Darin. And it remained that way for a very, very long time.